Hello, everybody. It's Pastor Shad, a.k.a. the Christian Cowboy. Now it's time for Now Christian... Noisy truck. This is why you don't do these broadcasts out in the streets, you idiot. Now it's time for Now Christian Cowboy Wave. All right, so I know I haven't been doing my broadcast for a while. I had to take a step back, personal reasons, kind of collect myself. You know, when you're done and out, I mean, mental health, everybody, it's such a big topic now. And I find the topic of mental health kind of, it's like a roller coaster. A lot of people talk about it, then it drops down, nobody talks about it. Then it goes up and then it goes down. But the thing is that mental health should be important for all of us to remember. But it's more like self-care, because the thing is if you get burnt out, you're going to feel down. You're not going to feel like you want to do anything. So self-care is very important. And even, it doesn't matter what you do for a living, self-care is important. It's something that you want to do. You know, people like myself needs to kick my butt and get back to the gym. Go to the gym. Go work out. It's self-care. People go see a movie. That's their self-care. You want to sit at a Starbucks, have a Starbucks drink, which I have in my hand, and read a book? That's your self-care. Spiritual, go to church, Bible study, yoga, you know, that is all self-care. But the one topic that of mental health that a lot of conversations I've been involved in is our people, even professionals like doctors, throwing, hey, you have a mental health, you have depression, or you have anxiety, you have this. Are they now so easily turned to these labels that I like to call it, to go, all right, yeah, you got this, here you go, congratulations, yeah, you got, you know, labeled, and this is what you got to do, or here's the medication you got to take. And the conversation that I had in this one group literally was split in three ways. I was one that I somewhat agree people are getting labeled way too quick. I'm actually pretty lucky that, you know, I work with people, and like for myself, they don't labor really quick, because somebody could be having such a huge off day. It could be a bad day, and all of a sudden, oh, we're going to label you with anxiety, and the next day they're fine, they're peppy, they're, you could say themselves, and they could be like that for a week, but they don't go see the doctor. So the doctor keeps thinking, oh, you just have anxiety, because that's any time you come in without really, you know, looking at talking to the person, realizing who they are, you know, even their job. That's the other thing that we talked about, is what people's jobs are, because all of our jobs are stressful, but we're also under stress too, because look at the economy that we live in right now. You know, our government here in Canada want to raise minimum wage, but people are scared. As soon as that goes up, prices of everything's going to go up. Or people are afraid that when minimum wage goes up, they're going to lose their job because the bosses can't afford it. So the thing is this, mental health is important for all of us. But the thing is for us to run and get labeled so quickly without realizing, yeah, we're going to have a breakdown day, a moment where you don't want to get out of bed, but that doesn't mean you have a mental health. That just means you're a normal person. You're somebody that just is having a just an off day. And I have them too. It's just part of life. And the thing is, it's this. Don't think of yourself, if you're having a down time, it could be a day, it could be a week, but the thing is that don't look at yourself going, what's wrong with me? You should just look at yourself and go, hey, what's my self-care? What am I doing for myself? Because a lot of us will put other people in front than actually putting us up front at times. So what is your self-care? And are you doing it? Are you at least taking one day for yourself? It doesn't mean the whole day. Are you taking a couple hours just for yourself, at least one day a week, so you can relax, chillax, just unwind and have some self-care? Because we all need it. You know, even every single day having a self-care. You know, going to Starbucks, having a coffee, right? Sitting back and relaxing with a glass of wine, watching your favorite TV show for an hour. That's self-care. So take the moment for yourself today. Just do it. You deserve it. So I love when I do my broadcast, because I always plan to do one thing and I always talk about something else. All right, so I'm doing this really quick. So I'm going to be doing a lot more broadcasting now. As I said, I took personal time, self-care for myself, and I'm back, baby. I am back. So I'm going to be doing a lot more of this. So if there's a topic or something you want me to answer, please email me at christiancowboywave@gmail.com, and I will cover it on a future broadcast. Until next time, follow me on Twitter at Pastor Shad. I'm also on Instagram at The Christian Cowboy, my Instagram, which I just started. Also, I'm on Snapchat, WJHD for us is my username. I like to have some fun. I am a funny guy. I think so. Until next time, thanks for listening. And God bless.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.